Blog Talk Radio.
The Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad.
And on Wednesday, I listen to GT Palace Radio with the Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Shay. And I want to say I love chilling with the Diva Squad on Wednesdays, talking about I love things. Shout out to the GT Palace. It's Buddy Baby.
Buddy Baby. Buddy Baby. Baby, baby.
Hey, it's Selena. If you haven't heard, the best place to be is chilling with
the Diva Squad.
Love fantasy.
The Diva Squad.
This is Kylie Jones. On Wednesdays, I listen to the Diva Squad on GQ Palace Radio.
Good evening, Dons and Divas, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another episode of GQ Palace, Love Fantasy with your Diva Squad. I am one of your hosts, Storm, and with me I have...
Ray Queen is in the building.
Yes. Welcome. Miss Ray Queen is another host, and we'll have Miss Mobetta calling in shortly. But tonight, we just want to welcome you back to our show. We have every Wednesday night, 8 o'clock, same time, same place, same phone number, 845-277-9098. What we started doing on our Wednesday night shows is we started interviewing, different people, artists, authors, producers, you name it. We're interviewing everybody. We used to interview them on our Friday show, but right now we're not doing the Friday show, so we're going to, do our topics as well as our interviewing on Wednesday nights from now on, just for a little bit. This way also, we're building our fan base back up. So what we're looking to do this evening, we do have a special guest joining us. Melissa Pace will be joining us. She's an author. She just wrote her first book, I believe. She'll be calling in probably about 8:15, 8:20. And she'll be, just pretty much just giving us, talking about her book, letting us know where we can find it, letting us know everything about what she's doing and why she's doing it. So here on the Diva Squad, we believe in supporting everyone on behalf of GQ Palace Radio, and we believe we interview everybody, we promote everybody. If you're looking to promote yourself for what you're doing, we're here, or your people. We're here to, make sure that exactly what's going on. And also at the end of the show, I will be announcing Nonstop Media's open mic contest that they're having this Saturday night in Pennsylvania. I will be announcing that as well, giving you all the information. It's not too late. It's never too late, but it is first come, first serve. So you'll have to be able to reach out to Santana. He's in charge of Nonstop Media. But the author we're having on tonight, her name is Melissa Pace, and her book is called Rebuilding Queen. So we'll definitely be bringing her on probably about 8:15, 8:20, like I said. We're going to just do a recap real quick. Miss Rachel, how you doing? How's the week? What's going on? Anything good?
The week has been busy. Workaholic. It's been awesome. I can't complain.
Yes.
I'm tired, but I'm going to keep on keeping on.
Yes, Miss Ray Queen is one of the hosts who has like 10 jobs. So she has like 10 jobs. So, yes, she's constantly busy, always on the road, always doing a job. So shout out to her. Miss Mobetta will be calling in. My week has been okay. The weekend was a little stressful, not to even go there with the politics, but we're quick with politics. Girl, they had like thousands of people supporting Trump on Sunrise Highway on Sunday, and all the way from Seaford, which is Nassau County, all the way to past Patchogue. I mean,
they
flags,
must have some
cars,
secret group. There must
people.
Be, there must be some type of secret group or something, because they are in front of 7-Eleven on William Floyd Parkway. Every morning I pass through there. It's heading north on William Floyd Parkway, standing out there with their Trump signs and their flags. And
they definitely going extra hard. I don't know if he's paying those people or what, but let me tell you, they're going extra hard for Trump, guys. You have to, we're not telling you who to vote for, we just think it out there and vote. Every vote makes a difference. Your vote does matter. And we hope that you get out there and vote. It's very important. So that happened on Saturday. I was like, oh my God. I got the video on my page, and we were just saying how it was so packed. So
it's been every day out here.
See, I didn't even know, because, we're west, so.
Yeah.
But that's, and then also, I read that there was, trying to remember exactly where it was, they were saying that the someone that worked at the poll was turning people away because they have on Black Lives Matter shirts or masks or something.
Gosh.
Yeah, and that person got fired. So, thank God, but not thank God, but
good.
You're, because it said that you can't go in there with, say, a shirt that says, I support Trump or something like that, or I support Biden. But it never said anything about Black Lives Matter, that you couldn't, have the shirt on for whatever the reason is, if you choose to wear it. So that, I did read about that. But Definitely happy birthday for all the, everyone celebrating their birthdays. You know, it's,
yes.
This is, gosh, it's not Capricorn season.
What,
are we still in Libra right now? Are we still in Libra? I think we're in Libra. Libra, I think. I don't know. I think we're in Libra, so.
Yes.
But we'll be, yeah, I think we're in Libra. So, yes, happy birthday. Everyone's celebrating their birthdays. So just real quick,
mm-hmm.
Melissa Pace, if you are on the line, just press that one button. The number to call is 845-277-9098. Just press one to go on the air, and then our... Okay, yes, you did press one. Okay, I see. Okay, Melissa, she's on point. Okay.
All right, all right.
She is on point. She's on point. I love it.
Yes.
I love it. I love it. Prompting on time. Okay. Well, you know, technology is a little slow because she had already pressed the one button, but my screen didn't refresh, so I didn't see it. So, all right. Sorry, switchboard operator. Okay. Sorry. You know. So what we're going to do, since she's already on the line and she's prompting and she's ready and we're ready, we're going to bring her on the air. Melissa Pace, welcome to the Diva Squad.
Yes.
Hello.
Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, there you go. How you doing? How you doing this evening?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing okay. I'm doing okay. Excited it's Wednesday hump day, almost done for the week, you know?
Yeah, tell me.
I'm excited about that. So,
I'm
just to give you like a little introduction.
Here.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I was just going to tell you, just to give you a quick introduction, the Diva Squad is consisted of three ladies, so you will hear three different ladies on the show tonight. Myself, Storm, Miss Ray Queen, and then Miss Mobetta.
Yes,
Miss
yes.
Mobetta, Angie, you know, you do know her. She's going to be calling in shortly. But we're just going to pretty much just open the floor up to you at this point for you to just tell us a little bit about yourself and what you're working on. And then we'll get into the questions. The phone lines are open. The number to call is 845-277-9098. You do have to press 1 to be able to go on the air to give your feedback or ask any questions that you may have for Ms. Pace. So with that being said, the floor is all yours.
Okay, thank you. Yes, this is my first book, and the reason that I wrote this book is to uplift women, give them hope again if they have been through traumatic things in their life, such as myself. Mm-hmm. I have been getting a lot of feedback. A lot of women have been crying with me. I've been crying with them. Mm-hmm. And they've been telling mm-hmm. me how it touched them so much because they could relate to something in my book.
Mm-hmm.
So that was my purpose. My purpose is to reunite women with themselves and letting them know that just because you may have made some bad choices in life or you may have had some unsupportive family or whatever your situation was, you don't have to let that define you. The meaning in the title of my book, Rebuilding a Queen, you can rebuild yourself no matter what has happened to you. And I've come across many women who have lost hope, that feel like they can't go anymore, that they're just tired, you know, they've lost their fire. And something in me wanted to tell my story so that I could possibly give healing to other women through my story.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's excellent. All right. So the first thing I have, the first question I have for you is, you talk about like what you have been through, and you know, like, and bits and pieces. So your story is what made you write your book, correct?
Yes, my story that made me write my book, again, because I've come across other women who have been through similar situations, and I always gravitate to them and want to help them or try to mentor them. So I feel like on a broader scale, writing a book, I'd be able to touch more people.
Excellent. Okay. So definitely shout out to you for doing that, because there's a lot, you know, of women, and we speak to a lot of women on a weekly basis, you know, who, you know, who has encountered so many different things, whether it's physical abuse, emotional abuse, mental abuse, you name it, abuse in general, you know. And when we speak to them, it's, you know, we spend the time to uplift and encourage, you know, but I feel like it's when you can relate to what they're going through, you touch them even more, you know. You touch them more and you give them hope, you know. So definitely shout out to you for doing that. So is that how you picked your title, of Rebuilding Team?
I wanted to title the book so that it would grab their attention. And
yes, it did.
Yeah, and it has grabbed a lot of attention. I have some people have reached out to me that are even
middle-aged.
Hello. Hi, Miss Mobetta. Hey. Yeah, I was just trying to let her finish her statement and then bring you in. So this way she wasn't in the middle of her sentence, like. Okay, so with that being said, Miss Mobetta is in the building. Miss Mobetta,
yes,
welcome.
Yes, yes, yes. Hello, everybody. I apologize for my tardiness, and I apologize for interrupting what was going on. Shout out to Miss Melissa on Rebuilding a Queen. I apologize again. But what's going on? I'm going to let y'all continue, and then I'll come in with whatever I have. Go ahead.
Okay. So, we were talking about this. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was saying that even some middle-aged women have told me that my book has given them redirection in their life. That, you know, they did feel like they had lost hope in some areas of their life, or they just lost that fire to keep pushing because of things that have happened to them, even in their, like, young adult life and their middle-aged life. Even now, you know, they're even still making more decisions. We all are always making new decisions in our life, but I have been told that my book has helped them put some things in perspective for themselves. And that's what I really wanted to do. I really want to empower, you know, heal, empower, and uplift women. And that was really my reason for doing it. Because writing a book about your own life, you know, I went through times when I wanted to back out and not do it at all. Because you're being so transparent and giving up so much, you know?
Yeah, but that would have been my next question for you, is how do you write the book and, like, tell your story without telling all of the juicy information of your life, you know, without giving them too much, you know, like, you want to give them enough to get them to understand where you're coming from, but how was that? Like, what was that experience about?
It was hard because, like I said, it was times when I said, well, I don't know if I want everyone to know this about me, you know, or do I want to disclose this, you know, but essentially, I knew that my transparency and being genuine is what would really touch women's hearts.
Excellent. Excellent. All right.
Yeah.
So, Miss Mobetta and Miss Ray Queen, we're going to turn the floor over to you guys for any questions that you guys have.
Thank you. Ray, are you there? Do you want to go first?
Yes, I am.
Yes.
I just have one quick question. What was your driving force to change your situation? You know, what was the, did you, like, have to go through something, hit rock bottom to bounce back up?
Yeah.
What opened your eyes to
yeah.
you want to
I
make
have,
you change?
Yeah, I have hit rock bottom. Okay, I have
mm-hmm.
been homeless
mm-hmm.
before sleeping in my vehicle.
Mm.
I had a house burned down, an apartment complex I lived in, the whole building burned down. I lost everything, and I was in my mid-30s, so I thought I was set. Like, oh, life's good. I got everything I need. You know, I got two cars. You know, I'm living, you know, but
right.
that was taken away in the blink of an eye. And there were times that I was very depressed, you know, and it was hard to keep pushing, but I always found the strength, some kind of way to keep pushing. And I do have to give some credit to the Most High, because I was very stubborn. I knew that this was a calling that He wanted me to do, but I wasn't ready. I wasn't ready to give up my time. I wasn't ready to give up parts of my life and, you know, come forth and speak about things that have happened to me in this book and this book in general, but I knew it was a calling to do it. I just felt it. So I went ahead and I pushed forward through all of the things that happened in my life. I just found the strength and some other people in my life pushing me and genuinely really, you know, caring for me and saying, hey, you got this. You can do this. You know, everyone needs that cheerleading squad, you know?
Exactly.
And that helped me. Yeah. That really helped
mm-hmm.
me at points in my life. I also bought a book from another author, another black woman. And I saw her book on a social media, one of those platforms. It was either Facebook or Instagram. And I said, wow, I want to read this book. So I inboxed her, you know, and I asked her, I said, how can I purchase your book? And she told me, and I got the book. And next thing I know, this woman mentored me. She started talking to me, calling me on video chat, telling me, keep writing.
Don't stop.
You know, yeah, and I was amazed because, you know, she like took me under her wing. And I didn't know her
mm-hmm.
from, you know, from anyone, you know. So
right.
that showed me, too, like, you know, we have to gather together. And we have to uplift
mm-hmm.
each other, and we have to help each other. And, you know, you have to do that. Like, we have to be, as I say, these queens. You know, we have to take
That's
care
right.
of each other. We have to pull each other up. And she did that for me in
Absolutely.
A way.
Absolutely.
So
Amen.
I have to give credit
Excellent.
To her, too.
Excellent. So real quick, so just so everyone's on the same page, the phone lines are open. The phone lines are open. The number to call is 845-277-9098. Miss Mobetta, before you go, we're just going to bring on our caller. And as we continue, you know, continue throughout the show,
yes.
as the callers come
By
in,
all means.
We're just going to bring them in, you know. So, caller, are you there?
Yes.
Yes, I am.
Yes.
Hi, I wanted to congratulations to Melissa. I am so proud of you. I'm the lady that she's talking about that wrote the book,
yes.
and I just
oh,
mentored
wow.
her. I didn't even know her.
Wow.
Oh, very nervous. Like, everybody, you know,
yeah.
when you're first doing something positive and you worry about, why am I writing this? Who's going to read this? I told her, just do
mm-hmm.
it. Just
yeah.
go for it. When you're ready, it's your time. So I just
yep.
kept her encouraged
Excellent.
Over the years, and we finally met last year in person.
Yep.
Beautiful.
Okay.
Finally got that book out.
Awesome.
So I'm
yes.
so proud of you,
Melissa.
I'm very proud of you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much, Nishia.
You're welcome. So
That's
just keep on spreading that word.
So just real quick. So just real quick. Of course, there's nothing wrong with a shameless plug. If you want to give your book name and where you can purchase it, you're more than welcome to take a few seconds to do that.
My book is called Unbroken, I Am Still Standing. It is my true story of child molestation committed by my step-grandfather at the age of 6. And you can order my book at www.meshiambean.com. That's my website.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. All right.
Well, thank you for calling.
Thank you.
We'll look for that information again to get it out there. Like,
mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you.
God.
All right.
You know what? Yes.
Thank you for calling.
It's
and then we're going to go back.
Yes.
Ms. Novetta, if you can take the floor. Thank you.
I'm sorry, Storm, if I was cutting you off. I'm sorry. I apologize for my tardiness, but duty calls. And it's so uplifting and exciting and everything at the same time, speaking with a childhood friend that actually did it. It's really, Melissa, I am super duper proud of you.
Thank you.
I love the book. I love the book. It brought tears because I personally know who you are. We all know that a lot of times we spend a lifetime with people that we never know. We never know who they are, even spending a lifetime with them. You know,
that's true.
It's hard. It's hard to come out and tell your story. It's not easy. You know.
Mm-hmm.
I used to work for a different radio show that, they used to ask me to write a bio about myself. But it was hard for me to write a bio about myself because I was always taught that self-praise is a curse and different things like that. You know what I mean? I'm not knowing the true me, not knowing who I really am. You know what I mean? So my question to you is, though, I want to know what was your favorite part of the book? What was your biggest inspiration on the part of your book?
I believe my biggest inspiration was towards the end of the book where I finally just said, you know what? I may have been dealt a bad deck of cards, but I'm going to reshuffle this deck. And that's just how
Excellent.
I always took on that attitude. Like, you know what? Yeah, I was given a bad hand, you know, and as a child, I was unprotected. You know, they didn't protect me like you're supposed to protect the child, you know. And as a teenager, you know, I was a mom at 16. My family kind of, my adoptive mother, let's say, and some of my family, they kind of shunned me and, like, pushed me out. Like, you know, you messed up now, you know. And when you plant seeds in a child, they start to believe that, you know, and I kind of believed that for a while, and I had this rebellious attitude. I went all through my high school years being rebellious, you know, getting into fights all the time, just angry, you know, just angry at the world because I felt abandoned, you know, I felt unprotected, I felt rejected, and those things are really what made me push myself even harder. So I guess my favorite chapter is when I was just riding a bike back and forth to college, you know, trying to do something with my life when my son was a 3-year-old in a seat on the back of my bike. Okay, that was our transportation.
Wow.
Yeah,
going back and forth.
I got,
you know,
that
me
part.
Dropping him off at the daycare, riding my bike back to the school. And to anyone from Buffalo listening, Duville College, I rode my bike back and forth. And, you know, it just pushed me harder when people would say negative things to me or make me feel like, you know, that rejection. I would really push even harder because I didn't want them to be right. You know, I didn't want them to be right about me.
Right, right.
So
let you tell your own story, right?
Yes, right. Don't tell my story for me. Let me tell my own story. Exactly. You know, so that would have been my driving force. And I have two sons, you know, and being a young mom and not having a mother in my life that showed me the love that you're supposed to receive and things like that, that kind of made me push even harder as well because I knew that I was all they had. And I wanted them to see mom, you know, push and go hard so that they would do the same thing in life. And they're both successful and have beautiful children and wives, and I'm happy about that. So being a single mother raising two sons is hard. You know, it was very hard, but I knew that what I was showing them and what they saw was going to affect how they proceeded in their life. So I had a lot of things that just really motivated me, you know.
Wow.
Nice.
Wow. Excellent.
I mean, it's awesome because again, to read some of that book. And again, with us growing up with you, and for us looking in, we thought y'all had it all together. We know your grandmother and them had the taxi company and different things like that. Everybody looked as to say, oh, they had everything. Like you said, the pool and everything. Y'all had everything. You know what I mean?
Right.
Not knowing that all of this stuff. And like I said, that's why when I speak to people, when I address people, I don't say hi. You know, my thing is, how you doing? You know what I mean? Because you really never know what's going on in the next person's life. You really don't.
Exactly.
You don't know what's going on in their head or in their life to affect them and their mood and different things like that. We know evil communications corrupt good manners. So you can have a good day and attempt that one instance or that one person to come and mess up your whole doggone day, whether it's your boss, a coworker, or a family member.
That's true.
You know.
That's true.
So, you know, and it really is inspiring to see people actually story and be able to get their story out. Because a lot of times you go to bed with this stuff eating you up. You're laying down in the bed. Yes. You got so much stuff going on in your head till it's like, all right, let me put this on paper.
Yeah, and I started writing poems when I was 8 years old. I started writing poems, and I believe that was my way of dealing and coping with things, is writing it down. Mm-hmm. And that's when I really started to write poems. And you're right. From the outside, it looked like, wow, you know, they have it all. She's got everything. But you can never tell what a child is going through, you know, or how they're actually really living when they're not in front of you. And what looks to be so good and grand on the outside, that doesn't mean that everything is always good inside.
Right, right.
You know?
Yeah,
and so... Yeah, so, you know, a lot of people put a lot of emphasis, even now, you know, on giving their children so many things that are material, you know, but you're not feeding your child or sowing seeds in them that are going to make them be great in life. You're just giving them things, you know, and that is how I felt. I felt like, you know, I was in high school with Gucci bags and stuff, but I was miserable. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
I was miserable, and all of that was just for show, you know, so it looked like we had a perfect life. And, you know,
sorry, we do have another caller. We're going to bring the next caller on just real fast, lady. Sorry.
Sure.
Paul, are you there?
I am. Hi, ladies. This is Tanya.
Hello.
Melissa.
Welcome.
Hi. Hello, Tanya. Hey, girl. I'm just calling in because I'm so proud of Melissa. I really am. She.
Thank you. Don't make me cry,
girl.
Make her cry. It's okay.
I know, right? You are genuine.
I've been crying a lot lately.
It's okay because you know what I mean. You're strong. And I'm just so proud of you for, you know, doing this and setting your goal and reaching it and blessing people.
Thank you so much, Tanya. That means everything to me because that's my goal.
Yeah. And you're doing it. You're doing it.
That's right. Good.
I had to call in and let you know that. I'm so proud of you and I love you.
I love you too, girl. Thank you.
Oh,
you're welcome.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. So just so you ladies know, the phone lines are lit up. So, of course, you do have to press that one button to go on the air. Number, again, is 845-277-9098 for anyone that's listening in from on your PC. You do have to call the number to be able to go in. So,
yes,
indeed. Melissa. Yeah.
Yes.
So I just wanted to just jump in and ask you, what separates your book from other books that's out there? What would you say? What would you say?
Well, you know, books are all different categories. You know, you have your fiction, nonfiction, you know, whatever they're writing about. But I just feel like my book is destined to heal women, give them direction if they've lost their way. Have them pick that torch back up. You know, give them that push that they need
because a lot of people have been through traumatic things in their life and have been through abuse and, you know, different things, and they just gave up and they feel they don't have any reason to go forward anymore. And I was there before. I've been there too. Mm-hmm. So I know that feeling of feeling like you just want to give up. You know, I've sat in the corner and cried, and, you know, I've had my time too, and I wanted to just say, forget it, you know? But
yeah,
you have to keep pushing yourself, and you have to surround yourself with people that will encourage you and love on you and tell you you can do it and push you. Those are the kind of people you have to have around you. You can't have toxic, negative people around you. If it's your family, your siblings, I don't care
mm-hmm.
who it is, if they're toxic, then they gotta go.
Mm-hmm.
You have to keep positive people around. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Surround yourself with positive people.
Right.
Ladies and gentlemen,
amen.
You heard it.
Amen.
You heard it from Melissa Pace herself.
Yeah, you have to.
All right. So, Miss Mobetta, you want to take the floor again?
Yes. Real quick, Melissa, with like reading a book with the molestation and things like that. What advice would you have for people? Because you know, a lot of times people are in that same situation where they're not, you know, speaking out about, you know, your molestation cases and stuff like that. What advice would you have to give somebody that there's so many people that are hiding that right now?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what advice would you have for them as far as, like, telling your story to somebody?
I totally feel like that's something that is it's hard for a child to understand that it's not their fault. And I lived with guilt and held my head down for a long time, up until my teens, feeling like something was my fault or I did something wrong. And it wasn't anything I did wrong. It was not my fault. And I had to realize that first. And my advice would be to tell someone. You have to tell somebody. You can't keep it to yourself, and fear will make you do that, especially if you're a child and this person is an adult.
Right.
You know, fear will make you not say anything, but my advice would be tell someone that you trust and love. You have to tell somebody.
Right. Right.
And in my case, I didn't.
Right.
No.
But, you know, it's not just you. It's not just you, you know. It's a lot of people out there like that. Another thing I would like to touch on that was in the book also is when Starsky and Hutch thing. I'm laughing. I know it's not funny, but I'm laughing because when you said Starsky and Hutch, you know, driving cars that, you know, stuff like that, that was in the book.
Yeah.
Or whatever. What kind of rush did you get out of that? Because a lot of people, a lot of people actually get off on stuff like that, you know, for lack of better words.
Yeah.
A lot of people get a rush from it. You know, like, oh, I'm the bad girl. I can do that, you know.
Yeah, well, you know, I kind of did feel like that, Angie, to be honest. I was about 13, 14, 15 when all that was going on. It was way before the movie New Jersey Drive. And in Buffalo, New York, shout out to my Buffalo, New York folks. We stole a lot of cars, let me be honest. There was a lot of that going on. And we did a lot of joyriding. And, you know, my oldest son's father, he was a bad influence on me. But I was out there with him, and we were doing the Bonnie and Clyde thing. And, you know, it was a rush. You know, we were being chased by the police. And, you know, we'd jump out the car, bail out and run, and, you know, run for your life, you know. And back then, that's what we were doing. It was nothing else to do. It was nothing else to do, you know, honestly. We were just doing that because, you know, we were kids, and it seemed like fun, and that's what we were going to do. But, you know, looking back on it now, I'm like, wow, that was terrible, you know, that we did that. But, you know, you do those things, you know. And luckily for me, I stopped before I turned 16 because I would have been going to jail. But
away.
In my case,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was a runaway. So I was, you know, in a home. I was in a juvenile detention home for quite some time. And a family member, one of my family members, okay, she stepped up, came to court and said, hey, I'll take her. You know, and the judge was like, well, you know, as long as everything comes back positive, you can have her. So I was so thankful she came and, you know, saved me. You know, I did have a family member that came to save me. Yeah, thank God for her, because I don't know where I would be or what would have happened if she didn't do that, you know. So I have to say thank you to her, you know, for that. And I did think I was a bad girl.
Look, you were a bad girl for listening to that story, but we do have another caller. Oh, we're going to bring the next caller on. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Welcome, welcome.
Hello.
I know this voice.
Hi.
I know this voice.
I love you, Melissa. I am so proud of you, Mimi.
I knew it was you.
I'm so proud of you. I love you.
This is my aunt. And
hi, Auntie.
Hey, Auntie.
Hi.
And you know, Angie, the part of the book, Angie, where I went back and found my biological family, this is my biological mother's sister.
Oh, wow.
Awesome. And that was going to be my next question.
Yeah.
Wow.
I had something in me ever since I was 5 years old. It was something in me all the way through my life that just kept pressing at me so hard, saying I wanted to know who my mother was, because even though I was only five, listen, y'all, I remember these days like it was yesterday. I knew I was in a foster home, okay?
Wow.
And when the new family, you know, adopted me, I knew I was going somewhere else. So I already knew the situation. So I always wanted to know, who is my mother? Where did I come from? Who is my mother? It's just something people don't understand. If you weren't in my situation and you weren't adopted,
you don't know.
Then you wouldn't know.
Fact.
How it feels.
That's a
you
want
to know where you belong, where you came from.
Yeah.
That's
a fact.
And so when I went back and, you know, started the research and did all these things, and luckily my sister, who was a couple years younger than me that I never knew about, we both signed up for New York State Adoption Registry, where they match you up. Well, they matched us up, and I met her, and I met my aunt that's on the phone. And she took me in her arms like I was her daughter. And ever since then, it's been about 7, she has shown me so much love. I love this woman.
Aww.
Beautiful. I love you.
What a blessing you are, Auntie.
Yes, yeah, she is.
She's a blessing, too. She's amazing. She, everything she says is amazing. Your mom would be so, so proud of you. And I know she
Thank
is.
You.
She's looking down on you. She is very proud of you.
So.
Don't you ever forget that.
Okay.
Aww.
I hope so.
She is so proud of you.
Aww.
Yeah,
that's
wonderful. You've accomplished a lot in your life.
Yes.
And you
look
up with
tears to my eyes.
That's right. You even have my little tail.
You're the best, Andrew.
I love you, Minnie. I'm so proud.
Okay.
You're
Thank
amazing.
You.
You take care. I love you.
Okay.
Thank you for calling.
I love you too.
You're welcome.
Wow, that's wonderful.
Yes
it is.
Indeed.
Wow.
That's so awesome.
That is wonderful.
It is.
That was
healing for me. It was a big part of the healing in my life, because I knew then I didn't have any more questions in my head. I knew, you know, this is where I've come from. And, you know, I thought for the longest that I was abandoned or just thrown away.
Right.
But when I learned my mother's circumstances, then I understood because she wasn't able to take care of me. So, you know, her situation, she was sick. She wasn't able to take care of me. So at 5 years old, they just told her, no, you'll never get her back. You know, New York State just told her no. And that's when I was adopted out. And, you know, so that's how that went. But
it was a big healing for me in my life because I just wanted to know. And once I got to meet them and they told me stories about her and showed me pictures of her and, you know, all of that, it just really made my heart just melt because that's all I wanted to know, you know.
Mm.
So that was a big part of my healing.
Mm. And you know what? That's just that wrenches because a lot of times, you know, you that's just I just want to put my arms around you and hug you right now. I really do. I'm sending you a virtual hug.
Thank you
for the virtual hug.
I'm sending you a virtual hug.
We're all
Melissa,
in on
really,
that virtual hug.
Really.
Look, we're
a
all
virtual
there.
Hug.
Self and Ray Queen, we're
you
all there with that.
Radio, I am.
Ladies, just real quick, there is another caller. I'm so sorry. We want these callers to get in. The lines are flooded.
Yes.
When I say flooded, flooded, okay?
So get them in. Get them in.
Call, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. What up, what up? What's up, Mom?
What up?
Hey, what's up,
welcome, welcome.
That's my youngest son.
Yeah,
oh, and the grandbaby too.
Look at
me.
That. That's what's up.
Hey,
we
baby.
Some love to my mom. We proud of you, Mom. And thank y'all for
thank
giving her the platform.
You.
Yes. Oh, she's welcome anytime.
Right.
Thank you.
Share it so we can spread her book.
Yes. Oh, she's going to give all the information out so we could definitely help promote this book out as much as possible.
Oh, yes.
We appreciate it. Y'all are now a part of the GQ Palace radio family. Spread that.
Okay. I know that's right. Yes?
Aw.
Yeah, okay. But we go check y'all out later. We appreciate y'all giving us the platform. Hold it down, Mom. Do your thing.
Okay. I love you.
Love you, Mom.
Aww. Wow. You are loved. You are loved. That's for sure. That's for sure.
Yes.
For everyone.
Yes.
For everyone that is listening, at the end of the show, we do give time to be able to for you know Melissa to give out all her information so this way everyone can go, you know, purchase those books, support her. You know, you have to definitely support each other, tell a friend, mm-hmm. share it as much as possible.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of the show we'll definitely give a few minutes to be able to give all her information out.
Yeah.
Yay. I'm so excited. I feel the love myself. I don't know.
I'm telling you, right, Forum?
It's amazing.
You.
It's amazing.
It is amazing.
So with all of the questions that we asked you, you know. Go ahead, Ray.
I was going to say, I've been sitting here all teary-eyed the whole show. It's just so cool.
I knew you were.
Yeah.
I knew.
I'm emotional like that, you know. And I'm coming from... No, this is Angie's one of Angie's sister diva, Ray Queen.
Yeah.
And yes, mm-hmm. one of the co-hosts. I'm coming from a place, you know, where I had fallen, you know, and gotten really depressed and really down.
Yeah.
You know, I was in a bad marriage, bad relationship, and it was hard to pick myself up. And, you know, a lot of what we've spoken about tonight, like being surrounded by positive people, you know, it really, you need that. You need that. And you need to know that when you hit rock bottom, don't stay down. There's always so much space to just bounce back up. And so I commend you and I thank you for opening yourself to us. And God bless you and continued success, sister.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Oh, you're welcome.
So, of course, all of the questions that we have asked you tonight, though, is there anything that you feel that you weren't able to tell? You know, because a lot of us haven't read your book,
So is there anything that you'd like to tell us that can, you know, make people want to go and get it? Like, is there anything that you feel that stands out that you could tell us that would say, okay, this is why you need my book, you know? Because we are really already going to tell people. We're already going to let people know they got to go buy the book. But we need to buy
the book
also. So what could you tell us for all the callers, listeners, people who are new to you? What would you tell us that could make us, like, entice to buy your book?
Okay. Yeah, I would say that I'm trying to create a movement here and reignite some women, give them that energy, give them that motivation, because we've all been through bad things in our life, all of us. We've been through something like the co-host was saying, either a bad marriage, a bad relationship, or a few bad relationships. My book, I've went through all of those things. And I let you know, too, that I don't just come out of the fire, like I call myself a phoenix, without going through some heartache and going through some thoughts of, you know, depression and sometimes even suicide, okay?
Right.
But you have to reach deep in yourself, and you have to believe in yourself, too. You have to believe in yourself, because if you don't believe in you, it makes it hard for other people to believe in you. So, you know, my thing is I'm trying to create a movement here. I'm trying to, you know, help as many sisters as I can get back on your horse, be the queen that you are, and don't let anyone define you based on what's happened to you or what someone has done to you. And if you're the kind of person that's been through a lot of different things in your life, or if you've been adopted, or, you know, you were looking for your family, if you have been through molestation, if you have been raped as a teen, whatever you've been through, if you need someone's story that's going to be identical or something like yours to give you that energy and to make you feel like, I can do this, because if this woman did it, I can do it too.
That's right. That's right.
That's what I'm trying to do.
Excellent. So what's next for you? What would you say is next? What's the next step for you?
The next step for me is going to be motivational speaking. And I primarily want to target younger women or even young teen women, because those, to me, are the ones that are – more unsure of themselves. Those are the ones that need that push, that need to be taken under the wing. And I can talk to a young girl that's doing those things that I was doing, you know, or had a child young that's been discarded by her family or been pushed out, you know, to feel like she's no longer any, you know, value because of what's happened or what has occurred in her life. I can talk to her and let her know, you know, these things may have happened to you, but you can rebuild yourself, queen. You can rebuild yourself.
Yes.
Whether you're going to arm yourself with education.
Statement.
Whatever. Mm-hmm. Yes, whatever. If you're going to arm yourself with education, if you want to arm yourself by going out here and doing something positive in your community because you want to give back and, you know, pay it forward, whatever it is they want to do, I know that I can help them achieve that. And that's my goal too, is to start targeting the younger generation that I know is going through similar things that I went through, because I feel like they're the ones that really need it the most.
They are. Excellent.
Talk about it, girl. Talk about it. Hey.
Excellent. Excellent. And you're absolutely right. And people don't realize it, because I know for myself, like when I worked in psych, you know, my motto was always, I work with teenage girls, and I always said, you know, like, we can save the young adults, you know, the young ladies. We can save them because they're at that age where you can make it, you know, they're impressionable, you know, where it's like they're gonna let what they've been through break them, or you can uplift them enough to give them that motivation to keep them pushing, you know, and you can just let them know that they're not broken, you know, just because your situation broke you down to the ground, that you can still heal and pick up the pieces.
Yes.
So I definitely think that's the right age group, because I've, like I said, when I worked in psych, it was the age of 13 to 17. And there's a lot of kids out there, young, I'm just going to say young women out there that need that. You know, they really do, because after someone has been molested or someone's been raped or somebody might have been like on a date rape drug, you name it. After that, they feel broken completely. Like that's it.
They
Their
do.
Whole
they
life is over.
Right.
You know, so to have someone like you
like
come
all
with this
gone,
book.
Right.
Right. Somebody like you come with this book, it just brings a whole nother light to them, you know, and it lets them know that other people have been through what you're going through and you're not alone. So I definitely commend
you're
you.
Not alone.
You know,
that's
you definitely
right.
have
that's
new
right.
fans here. We are definitely a new fan, and I can't wait to get the book so I can help promote it and I can share it to multiple people so this way they understand that our kids are our future and we need them. And if
they
a
are.
Couple of these young ladies
they are.
Read
they...
this book, just imagine. You know?
I know, and I have gifted some books to some young women that couldn't afford the book due to the pandemic or their financial situation, losing a job or husband lost a job or whatever. And they have actually contacted me and said, you know, I really want your book. I really want your book because I can relate to some of the things that's in your book.
Yes.
Based on Amazon, you can read the first 3 or 4 pages for free. You know, and then you can purchase it there as well. But a lot of women have reached out to me and said, you know, I really want your book. And I've sent books out with no, you know, I haven't even been paid for them, and I didn't ask them for a dime because I feel like that's part of me also, you know, conquering my journey and doing what I want to do. You know, it's not all about money. It's not, you know, that's really not my motivation.
Right.
My motivation is to create this movement. And, It brings me to tears sometimes when, you know, women have contacted me since I wrote this book and have said things to me that are just amazing, you know, that they feel a new, fresh fire or they've been redirected. You know, they put things in perspective that they didn't even see before, or they were suffering from a bad relationship or from, you know, molestation or whatever. And they didn't pick up their pieces like I did. And they said now they can kind of pick their pieces up and see that, you know, it's okay. You don't have to still carry that shame and that guilt around and don't talk about it. You know, you don't have to do that. You can pick those pieces up and rebuild yourself. You don't have to let that define you. So that's my purpose.
Excellent.
And that's what I'm really, really trying to do here. Yeah.
You're doing it. All right, ladies. Do you guys have a couple more questions you want to ask before we get all the information so that we can help promote this book? I'm excited. I'm ready to start promoting.
Me too. All the questions that I have have been answered already, and I'm sure that I can, you know, I myself can reach out to Mrs. Pace, and I'm so elated. Lady, you have left an indelible impression on me tonight. I love you, and I consider you my new sister.
I love you back, sister. I love you back, queen.
Yes. So I'm going to pass on the mic, y'all.
It's all right, Miss Mobetta.
So what you going to do? Hey, Melissa, again, I want to say I am super, duper, duper proud of you. I love you so
Thank
much.
Thank you.
You know that.
I
want you to keep striving, and I'm waiting on the next book. I'm waiting on the next book.
Yeah.
You already know, you know, you've inspired me to do a few things myself. So it's like, you know, and I want anybody that's on the line listening, if you have anybody listening that has been hearing her story tonight, that, you know, don't be afraid. Don't let fear hold you back from being from having that freedom, you understand?
Yeah.
Because that's what comes out of stuff like this, sharing your stories and stuff, is freedom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and again, that's why I write a lot myself. I still do write a lot myself because it gets it out of your head, so you're not going to bed with this stuff on your head. You know what I mean? Because then you're not sleeping, and you already know when you got stuff like that, and your health starts failing, and just a lot of other things come.
It
so
does.
I commend you so much for taking that necessary step to your freedom, you know, to your queendom, you know, to becoming that queen, rebuilding a queen.
So I appreciate you, myself,
on behalf of myself and GQ Palace Radio, we definitely appreciate you coming on tonight. We appreciate
you. Thank you. I appreciate the platform. I appreciate the opportunity. And, you know, Angie was one of my first childhood friends, one of my first friends ever in my life. We were about six, 7 years old.
We had a great, great childhood. We did.
Yeah. And we used to have fun in Greenport, New York. And,
Greenport.
Yeah. And those memories, you know, those memories are always embedded in me, all of my little friends from back that time. And, you know, those are the people that you want to keep with you through your life. And I'm just so elated that I'm still in contact with just about every last one of them. And
excellent.
Yeah, and they know me. You know, they know me. So, you know, they give me feedback on my book, just like Angie said. You know, they thought that my life was so perfect, you know, and it wasn't. And, you know, as a child, and I was going to say before, in the black community, and if you grew up in the 70s, you know, your parents tell you what happens in this house stays in this house.
Yeah, we know.
You know, and it's like, you better not say nothing, you know, and for the majority of my life, I was just scared to talk about things and say things because of the family rejection or them not liking me saying certain things. But I got to the point in my life where I'm so sure of who I am that I don't care. You know, I don't care about opinions. I don't care about what they think because this, as you said, freed me. I am free now. I'm free. There's no secret. There's nothing that I haven't disclosed. And I've been more transparent in this book than I have ever been with anyone in my life. And there are things that I've put in this book that even some of my own family members never knew.
Wow.
Until they
did.
Okay. So I'm just so happy that I was able to free myself, heal myself. And through my book and my words, I'm healing other women.
Yes. Right. Yes, exactly. Yes, I love it. I love it. So, Melissa, what we're going to do now is, you know, everyone said pretty much their thoughts. We want to just open the floor for you to give out all the information of where they can find your book, all of the information, whatever websites that you're on, so this way people can go on, they can follow you. This way, you know, we can help promote your book the way we know how, because we're going to up some sales and we're going to help some people, because we definitely believe in supporting people, and we feel that, you know, the way to be able to uplift each other is to support each other. So our job here on GQ Palace Radio is definitely to help promote you and help get you out there and get you a little bit more exposed than you are already, you know, because people know different people, you know, so therefore there's nothing wrong with sharing it with everyone. So this way everyone understands that you definitely are doing a movement. Your movement has started, and we're just trying to help you push it more. So we're going to open the floor. I'm going to leave it to you right now, and you can take the floor.
Okay. Well, my book can be purchased through Amazon. It's on under Amazon as Rebuilding a Queen. It's also a Kindle version as well. And
yes,
I have an Instagram page. My Instagram page is Humility Love Peace. I also have a Facebook author page. It's called Melissa Rebuild, and a lot of people have been contacting me on my personal Facebook page, which is my name, Melissa Pinky Pace. And I'll be having a website soon. It's on my Melissa Rebuild on Facebook, and it's being created, so that will be valid by the end of this month, and you'll be able to purchase it also through that website.
Excellent.
Awesome.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Excellent. All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, you've heard it here on GQ Palace Radio, where to find her book. Definitely check it out, or her website that she's on. But you can especially check it out on Amazon. Please go there. Please support it. And with that being said, we want to take our few minutes out and just thank you for allowing us for this interview this evening. It was definitely an honor to have you on, and we look forward to supporting you more in the future.
I appreciate that, and I appreciate this opportunity, this platform to get more exposure. I really appreciate that. Thank you for your time.
You're welcome. Anytime.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Anytime. All right, ladies and gentlemen.
All right.
That's
all
Melissa
right.
Pace.
Thank you, Melissa.
Okay, you're welcome.
Yes. Shout out to our CEO and executive, Mr. Rich Money and Ms. Lavina Palais, a.k.a. Storm, for making this happen tonight. Yes. Thank you.
All right, guys. So it was definitely a great show, ladies. Thank you, Angie, as well, for the, you know, for the connect. We definitely enjoyed ourselves this evening interviewing her, and we look forward to just supporting her and her ventures that she has coming up. And it's definitely a good movement. And on behalf of GQ Pilots Radio, we're definitely excited to be a part of it. So with that being said, Dons and Divas, ladies and gentlemen, have a blessed and safe week. And we look forward to talking to you guys next week, same time, same place. God bless.
Deuces.
With a fuck. Ever.
You lost in the shade.